Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's the Luke and Pete Show. It is Thursday, the day of our Lord, the 5th of August 2021. My name is Pete Donaldson. On Monday, we heard more than dulcet tones of the fantastic Vidushin Antharaja, Vish from The Ramble. He was in Tokyo. I'm joined by, on Thursday's show, this show, if you will, Mr. Mark Haynes, who's currently filling his vape up.
Hello. I'm not in Tokyo. I'm in North London.
Yay.
Which is, a lot of Japanese people do live in North London.
Okay.
Probably not as many as live in Tokyo. but I don't know. I mean, I feel like I'm already getting into territory which could be misconstrued. So do you know what, Pete? I'm simply going to end it there. I'm in North London.
Okay. Have you? He's in North London. Have you filled your vape up? Because your vapes always smell very, very nice.
I've actually managed to accidentally lift the nozzle bit off in the thing, so I've now got what is essentially an open container of glycerin and a nozzle which would get it into my vape, which is now inaccessible. So
okay.
So it's pretty much gone as badly as it could go. to be honest, people are getting off on vapes at the minute. They're going off about it.
What do you mean? They're saying they're bad, they're good?
No, I mean, people used to have a high tolerance for vapes because they were like, right, it was a novelty. But now if you vape, people are like, oh, you're disgusting.
Is it because like, because I was on my scooter a couple of weeks ago, pre me getting COVID, but I was sort of like, I could smell someone's vape outside the window of their van, and they were like almost hotboxing the entire van. I was like, wow, that's a lot of vape. But it did sort of make me think, well, I mean, those droplets have come from his lungs and now they're in my lungs because I can smell. Is it something to do with that?
I don't know. But I mean, the important thing is all my vape is doing is following the path that my breath does. Now, all I'm doing is alerting people to the fact that my breath has come their way. Everyone else who doesn't vape, sneaky. Invisible breath trail.
Yes.
You know, they shouldn't be proud of themselves.
Well, at every point, Mark, I'm always drinking dirty coffee and I smell like an old teacher. You know, like, you know, coffee breath on a teacher? It was like, ugh, gross.
Coffee breath is something that is how coffee and your normal breath combine to make something that bad is sort of magical.
And it's kind of like coffee is such a premium kind of product, but the things it makes your body do, shit itself, it makes your heart race, and it gives you terrible breath. It's not attractive. You think of like George Clooney having a little sip of his little coffee in a piazza, and then you think about the smell
jet
of him. He was stink.
Brown water, hitting the back of some like piazza cafe toilet. As he sits there, having to do two takes of that advert and then spending 10 minutes in there just going, the man's a monster. I've always
disgusting. He shouldn't have been a doctor at any point.
I just wanted to tell you, Pete, what I've seen this week, which I think you should know about desperately.
Okay.
KFC, we've talked about KFC before because we are a huge fan of KFC.
We like their food. We've talked about KFC so many times on this show, on Wrestle Me, the show that where we can usually find you, Mark Haynes.
I got a tweet just as we were about to start the recording. I say I got a tweet. I mean, it's not just to me. They do put them up for everyone.
I don't get everyone's delectation.
It's advertising a thing called the Ultimate KFC Apartment. And it says, yes, you can stay there. And yes, it has a press-to-order KFC button. They've called it the House of Harland, and that's named after Colonel Harland Sanders.
Right, okay.
They're slightly downplaying the Southern gentleman bit, because I think that has odd connotations nowadays, doesn't it? but there's photos.
Who's serving that food? Yeah.
There's photos, Pete, of this hotel. And first things first, in the photo they've taken of it, I can't see any windows, right? There
is, it's well, you don't want them to grease up, do you?
It's a room that they've tried to decorate as much as they can, like KFC, without it being horrible. They've had an impossible design brief of going, it has to be stylish, but also recognisably KFC. And that's a hard bill. But it's basically, it's like a hotel room with exposed brick, and they've got sofas. And then they've got a spray-painted Colonel Sanders on the back of the door.
Right.
They've got just spray-painted on the wall, it says 11 herbs and spices, right?
Nobody wants that. No. Give me a live, laugh, love.
There's a neon that says it's finger-licking good, which I would steal. And there's also a KFC arcade machine. And the rest of it is just in the unrelaxing colours of KFC, which are quite bright reds.
Yellows.
But what it comes with, it comes with a thing that is a button that says press for chicken. And you press that and they will bring you chicken. Yeah?
Do you have any spot specifics, kind of what you want, or is it just offal, just arrives, just gizzards?
Yep. You just press it. There's no drink.
It doesn't specify.
The hotel room doesn't have, from what I can see, a kitchen or a toilet, right? Which I am nervous about. It might have a kitchen. Right. There's a kettle there as well, which is sort of not on brand because, you know, it doesn't make any sense.
You can boil the skin off the chicken and have it a bit healthy.
Oh, do you know what, though? If you could get chicken a load of the skin and just boil it down so it was like a thick soup, like a slurry.
It would be like a gelatinous slurry of KFC, spicy, 7 herbs and spices and congealed chicken flesh.
But do you know what you could do, Pete? You could put that in the fridge. And then the next day, it would be like a pop. It would be like a disgusting room temperature chicken
pop. It would be like a horrible jelly. It would be like a thick congealed jelly. It would be disgusting.
Such a good jelly. Such
like
a good
jam.
Jelly.
Bad jam.
But so I noticed this, and I feel for people who have these sorts of things to do. I really do, because I think, you know, someone said, let's do a KFC apartment where you can order chicken. And that sounds fine. But then you actually make it and you go, this is awful. This is depressing. It's really depressing. And I noticed that they said on the end of it, bookings for the House of Harland are available on hotels.com. So I went over to hotels.com. They're not mentioning it at all. I think they're already waiting to see how this goes before they're like, we'll put it live. They have quite an exhausting social media.
What, KFC? Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah,
no, hotels. Hotels.com, Pete, is the worst.
Oh, hotels.com. That's even worse.
Picture of Matt Hancock crying on Good Morning Britain. And they've written underneath it, when you realise you use the joint account to pay for the hotel room.
Why are they getting involved in that? That's
a bit
rude, isn't it?
Social media manager is another. Like having to make a KFC apartment, being social media manager, you're doing a lot of sort of like bringing to life stuff that you probably wouldn't do in any other circumstances.
That seems silly. That seems foolish, because that will come and bite you on the chicken bum, I would say.
Yeah. Also, their like avatar at the top is a woman eating a burger, which is clearly not a chicken burger. So I'm not even sure that hotels.com have been informed about the KFC House of Harland Hotel. no, if anyone is listening, just want to give you a heads up. But yeah, so that was the most disgusting thing I've seen this week, Pete, and it made me feel sick.
I have become obsessed quite recently with must.
Must.
Must. A periodic condition of intoxication that male elephants experience.
Uh-huh.
And they just flip the fuck out. So at certain times of the year, a male elephant will produce 60 times the amount of testosterone. They'll have highly aggressive behavior and there'll be a massive, you know, large rise in those kind of reproductive hormones. And they will kick the shit out of fucking anyone. And they don't know why. They kind of know why, but they don't know exactly why elephants, male elephants, flip the fuck out.
They get the rand on.
They just get the random, but it's not just the random. It's just anger. And the thing that gets the most disgusting thing about it is there's this little fucking hole. There's this little temporal duct on the side of the elephant's head, right? Mm. That when they're in must and they secrete this disgusting, like, temperine secretion, and it just rolls down their face, and it's basically just coming out the side of their fucking head because they're so horny and angry that they're just this hole opens in the side of their head and just bleeds out of it. And they've been known to attack female elephants regardless or not whether they're in heat. They are just that they discharge this tar-like secretion from the temporal ducts on the side of the head. It's got proteins, lipids, lots of cholesterol, phenol, just loads of fucking crazy shit coming out of their fucking head because they're so angry.
Why is it like more repellent when it comes out of like the side of their head than if it was like their bums, you know?
Their bums.
I'd be more likely to eat something out of the elephant's bum than I would out of the annual head secretion.
In the KFC hotel or not?
They've got a button that you can press for elephant musk.
it's a different button.
Is it called...
The label falls off the KFC machine. You're like, oh, shit.
Is it called...
I'm on an animal dog.
Is it called must or musk?
I think it's must.
Must.
M-U-S-T-H.
I must.
It's from the Persian intoxicated. It's Urdu, okay. Kind of Persian. Like, I think that's where it
is. Isn't must, you get that on sort of like grapes, don't you, as they begin to ferment.
That starts to bleed.
So that is as they start to become alcoholic. So that is the sort of intoxication.
Oh, intoxicated.
Thing.
Yes, that
you
makes sense.
You can see
right.
that sort of thing. What benefit does it do them in
We talk about wrestlers on WrestleMania. I think it's like a hulking up.
Are they just like fighty, or are they also very romantic?
Fighty, not fucky at all, really. They're just really, I had no idea because we have this very kind of, because they have to be protected, you know, you can't go around shooting them.
Well, but having heard this, though, just... I think maybe we need to rethink that.
Has this changed your opinion on elephants, hearing about the secretions from the temporal gland in the side of the fucking elephant's head? It looks disgusting.
I don't like these new holes in the side of their head.
No, I didn't know this happened. This is when I found out that like elephants, female elephants, sometimes have tits. I don't like it.
No, that I do like.
Now that I do very much
like. With all the holes in the elephant's body as is, why do you suddenly need two more for just this disgusting sort of like
this disgusting
like Red Bull
greasy
thing go it mad
is.
About
it is that's probably how they make Red Bull, I think. And I'd like to
well I don't
like
know to, about that
I don't know about that
legal backtracking. do we know everything there is to know about elephants yet?
They're pretty slow. They don't do anything surprise. Apart from this, is a real surprise.
Are they sort of like, oh, the elephant's graveyard? That riddle is solved. We know what goes on there.
As in, like, what do you mean? As in the elephant's
so
graveyard?
As in they all go to the sort of same place to die, and then they'll go and visit.
Oh, do they? Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's like a famous thing about elephants.
Is it?
The phrase thought, "elephant's graveyard," I would say, is one of the more famous expressions about elephants.
I would argue. Because I did work at a zoo, and I'm not pulling the whole if you'd ever been a footballer, Pete, bollocks. But
oh, you put a fair few elephants in the ground, didn't you? Yeah.
Well,
lippy.
I just remember their graveyard was very much behind the education centre. It was just this big, really huge lump in the ground, and it was like, what's that? Why is there a lump in the ground there? So that's where all of the elephants are buried, and it's just a big lump where they just throw the elephants in. Because obviously, like, you can't really do anything with them. I suppose. I guess you're supposed to send them off, but a couple of them just went in the ground.
You can't do anything with them, but I mean, you can if you're really interesting, can't you? Look, let me have a look. How much can you buy elephant bones for?
Right, okay. I'm fairly certain this contravenes some kind of podcast law. I'm going for it.
This is saying you can buy them. Oh, they're sold out, but this was in India. But how much were they? 600.
Where are you going to? Elephants.com.
I've just typed in, I had it already there. Buy elephant bones.
What website is this? Is this the dark web or just
no,
general,
I'm on the,
you know,
I'm on the,
just eBay?
See, I mean, they're talking about, obviously, like, elephant ivory is illegal. But,
right,
but
bones,
I'm not,
though.
Yeah, I'm not interested in the ivory. I just want the big bones.
I want the thing that will kill it.
Yeah. if the ivory's
the
already taken them, then, you know, it seems silly to just waste the rest.
Yeah, but one would argue that do they die after ivory, after you take the ivory?
Oh, yeah, because it's illegal. They tend to have to either, you know, the poachers will either shoot them and then just hack it off. Yeah, but then you get a lot of the sort of attempts to cut down on poaching and things are you take off the rhino horn and
yes,
things like that. So then
you
know, there's
point. Or you paint it or you'd write bum on one of the tusks.
If you cut this off, you're a big loser.
You are an idiot.
Yeah. I can't find. I now do believe. Yeah, you might be right. I think it might be deeply illegal because I can't find anything coming up that is allowing me to simply buy a load of elephant
card.
Bones.
There's no PayPal card for you.
No.
Well,
that's.
Look,
I mean, this is either. Yeah, it's illegal. Or we've just spotted a massive gap in a market that no
gap
one
in
else
the market.
Has stumbled upon. Man. Oh well.
I'll call time on this sorry little affair. Mark, I brought you here for one reason alone.
Oh,
we do a podcast by the name.
Oh, I thought you were going to sell me some elephant bones. Okay, I'll carry on.
Got it. We do a podcast called Wrestle Me, and it's all about wrestling from like the 80s onwards, maybe
yeah.
A bit earlier than that. And we do WCW, do WWE. The conceit at the start of the project was I don't know anything about wrestling. Mark knows loads about wrestling, and he's basically educating me by making me watch every last WrestleMania in total.
It's worth saying as a sort of like, you know, as a USP and, you know, that set up thing, you have now probably watched more wrestling than
most people.
Most wrestling fans. You know, you've seen an awful lot of it. So
I have, yeah.
So now
I'll
just talk about
one.
It and go, that was good. Or
good,
that was
it?
Bad.
But we are doing a show in King's Place for the podcast festival, which is very, very exciting. I'll level with you, Mark. I've forgotten what date it is. It's a Saturday, though, and that's the main thing.
It's the 4th of September, and it's taking place at King's Place, which is a very fancy, it's actually a classical music venue, but it's good for podcasting, which is why it's there. And we will talk about, presumably, a load of people who died rather young from heart conditions related to recreational drugs and steroids. But we do it every year and they seem to like it. We've only got a few tickets left. I know people say that in an attempt to falsely create demand, but we do only have a few tickets left. If you want to come down, we'd love to see you. I really, really cannot recommend our work, for which we benefit highly enough.
Well, yes, go and pick up the tickets. Check us out on WrestleMePod. There'll be a link up there. I think I pinned a tweet to where you can buy tickets.
It's kingsplace.co.uk. It's worth saying there's actually a really load of really great shows that are there. Some of the people that you guys obviously work with, like Alex Zane, you've got Clash of the Titles is doing a show. Our friend Danny Wallace, he's got a show coming up. There's some absolutely brilliant ones from Great Big Al, which is the guys that I work with, like Brian and Roger, which is fantastic. And My Mate Bought a Toaster by Tom Price. That is a absolutely knockout show. You've done it, haven't you? It's really, really good.
I've done it. I bought a surprising amount of handcuffs.
Yes. It's amazing how he goes through people's Amazon histories just to sort of look, and they have to justify what they've bought, essentially. I have not been asked to do that show, but if I did, it would simply be printer ink and wrestling DVDs. And that
would indeed be
a particularly pitiful episode.
Well, we'll see you when that show happens. If you want to listen to Wrestle Me, just find it wherever you have your podcasts, and we'll be back after this.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over 3 glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
All right, welcome back to the Luke and Pete Show. My name is Pete Donaldson, and Mark Haynes has left us from Wrestle Me, but I'm now joined by a man by the name of Mr. Chris Tilley.
Hello, Peter.
Hello, Chris.
So I'm following Mark Haynes like I will be on the night of the London Podfest.
I think that is a really happy accident.
This is not fair.
I'm gonna pretend that I planned it. What do you mean?
No one wants to follow Mark Haynes. It's too.
There's three of you. There's only two of us.
It's too strong an act to follow.
So, Chris, you have just finished recording yet another Clash of the Titles. You're sat there with a mic muff that always makes me giggle, because in the original mic muff, in the original like picture of Clash of the Titles, there's loads of popcorn, and you've just got like a yellow kind of muff, and for some reason that always makes me laugh.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. Can we have a redesign, and can we have new photos as well? Because I've lost a lot of weight since those photos, and I've shaved my head. So then they're quite false advertising.
Just put more popcorn around your face. And you can't see your face. It's lovely to see your face, Chris. I've not seen you on more than one occasion during the Euros. I planned on seeing you, and for whatever bloody reason, I didn't manage to bloody do it. So I feel like I've not seen you for a very long time. Did you enjoy the Euros, by the way?
I did.
Pretty wild, wasn't it?
I absolutely adored it, but I did. I do believe I caught COVID during the semi-final. And then the final is when before I realised I had it, I managed to give it to family members. So my Euros had a sadder ending than most.
Than most. than the England team themselves, I guess. Yeah. Mm. But look, everyone's fine. Not
everyone's fine, healthy. Right. We're through it. Okay. Yeah. Thank God.
Yeah. That's one thing, just contracting COVID myself quite recently.
Yes.
This week. That's one aspect of it I didn't expect. That, like, a lot of people very sort of, they're sort of willing to tell you what they've had to cancel when I've put them into lockdown. Mm. A lot of people sort of saying, Pete, I had to do this. I've had to, like, chin off a couple of gigs and stuff. And I'm like, I can't help it. I didn't want to get COVID. I don't feel very well.
I don't think anyone's talking about the guilt that you feel when you've got it. And
no, and
you have to message people, or you've potentially made people ill without realizing you had it and not realizing you were doing it. And it's an awful extra level of pain on top of the mental and physical stress that this thing causes.
I had no idea. And like my partner, I reckon I've given her it. She reckons it's an unrelated cough. I'm not buying that for a second, quite frankly. But it just means that I'm going to have to do more stuff around about the house because I've given her COVID at a time where I am just ill-equipped to do so because I can't even walk around without
Do anything around the house, Peter. I've told you, you shouldn't even be talking to me now. I think you
should. I want to, though.
You should lie down for the rest of this conversation.
I think I should. There's not enough room in my kill room. I've made like a little kill room in the cabin outside in the garden. I've made like a little cavity wall here and a cavity wall over there, and I've sort of put like insulation in there, and it looks like something that has been hastily put together by a man who's killing people in a basement. It's horrible. It's a horrible view.
I won't be popping around yours anytime soon.
It's disgusting. It really is, Chris. But yes, so how was today's Clash of the Titles? What did you talk about? What films were you doing?
It was my picks this week, and we did America Werewolf in London versus Dog Soldiers. I picked those movies because American Werewolf in London turns 40 this month.
Right.
Okay. And it's an all-time classic.
You're a bit of a horror guy anyway.
Yeah, and we've not done much horror. We did a couple of horrors a couple of weeks ago, but this year we've hardly done any horror. But these are comedy horrors, so I think these are quite accessible. It was fun. Fun.
I thought you were going to sort of really say what you thought about both of the films or how you thought about Alex and Vicky.
I don't want to spoil it. This will go out early.
It will go early. Well, a little sneak peek. What have we got to look forward to in the next Clash of the Titles? Sea of the Tea.
We are doing Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid and Thelma and Louise.
When's that? Is that next week's show?
It'll be the week after next. So if you're listening to that spoiler here, you're not allowed to go on our Twitter and guess when I do the Twitter competition, because that'll spoil everything.
That's not allowed. That would be too obvious.
No. Or maybe you should bleep them out, Pete, if you're editing this, and
I can't be bothered to bleep them out. Just anybody, look, you listen to the Luke and Pete show, you've made your own bed, quite frankly. So look, it's fine.
But it's been a good year this year, because we did Indiana Jones, we did all four Indiana Jones movies a couple of months ago, and that was very exciting. That was very exciting, and it was a controversial split decision at the end. I'm still reeling because my film lost.
Crystal Skull, yeah.
People kept saying, why are you doing Crystal Skull? Just do the trilogy. But why would you not want to talk about it? Like, that's probably more to talk about in that one than the others, because it's just
funnier to give something a boot, isn't it? I sort of use that, you know, we were talking to Mark Henson at the start of the show. The funniest WrestleMania's are the ones where we're just absolutely slating the weird decisions that Vince McMahon and others have made, because it is inexplicable that they make these decisions.
Yes.
With films, like, at least wrestling, it's one guy's vision and a couple of writers and the blokes that are doing it. With films, you have to brief thousands of people for that decision. Any decision in modern films, you have to brief at least 1,000 people. What they're doing, extras, film people, the best boys I hear so much about, the director of photography, all of these things had to be storyboarded. Every bad decision has had to be storyboarded at some point. And at no point somebody's went, I don't think we should put Indiana Jones in the fridge, quite frankly.
No. Although that wasn't even the bit I didn't like.
The worst bit.
It was just the weird. Oh, I'm not going to get on it. People can listen to that episode. I'm not going to go on about it again. I will say, though, my favorite WrestleMe's are the ones when you talk about Vince McMahon, because I'm not a particularly much of a wrestling fan, but I find that guy endlessly intriguing. I don't understand who he is, what he is. I don't know what's real and what isn't. And so every time you give me a bit more information, it just paints the strangest picture. Is he evil? Is he a goodie or a baddie?
He's very well, and that's why wrestling is so interesting, because goodies can become baddies and baddies can become goodies. I think what I find fascinating about him is that he's very much a character who genuinely loves the craft of wrestling. Like, he genuinely enjoys and respects the craft, but running parallel to that, he's really into having wrestlers that are going to be sick in a bin every now and again. It doesn't make any sense. It's rubbish. It's absolutely rubbish.
Dark.
So, Chris, I brought you here for one thing and one thing only. Would WrestleMe and also Clash of the Titles are going to be doing the podcast show together. We're going to be mainlining, that's not the word to use, is it? We're going to be headlining the Saturday night at the podcast show down at King's Place very soon.
London Podcast Festival. This will be our first live show. We're discussing trying to sneak one in maybe to practice in a pub before then, but it's looking like that might not happen. Oh, so our first time will potentially be in front of more people than we really are comfortable with if we can sell enough tickets. I've not done, I've come to some football rambles live, but I've not done a live show myself in a long time. But, you know, I guess the last time would have been an IGN anniversary evening, which you probably would have been down at. But yeah, you guys, the ramble set the bar high. We were thoroughly entertained that night. Me more than Alex and Vicky, because they couldn't give a shit about football. But yeah. But they got some
Alex
of the
very
jokes.
Much got drunk. I remember Alex being drunker than I've ever seen him ever. Like a proper student at sort of like a bop or whatever. What do you call it? What do posh kids have? It's a bop, isn't it?
Yeah.
Posh university. Yeah. Bop or a box social or something. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I've had to ban tequila actually when we're out because you know what it's like. He just can't stop ordering them.
I think if he knows that you either don't like tequila or do like tequila, you can't be indifferent. He won't buy them if you say that you're indifferent to tequila. You
right.
You've got to leave it. You either have to really like tequila. I really like tequila. And I presume you're not as big a fan of tequila.
No.
But he will still buy them because he knows that it gets a reaction out of people.
It doesn't have a good effect on him or me or any of us. You know, we get along with each other pre-tequila, but no, very excited. You've obviously played the London Podcast Festival previously. Have you got any tips or advice, Pete?
Well, to be honest, the last time we did it on a Sunday night. And after we'd finished, everyone like obviously has to go and get their train home and you don't really get to see anyone. So Saturday night's actually a lovely time to do it. So we've picked a great night to actually perform.
But we've got the late slot rather than you. We're the 9:30 act, meaning we'll be done by 11, which means people will be getting on their trains home.
Well, I won't be getting on my train. Yeah, but it's Saturday night. People are going to be down in London for Daring Do and What Lottery. People are going to be having a lovely old time.
Okay. So, yeah, come on, tips and advice. What do we need to know for this?
I wore a wedding dress at the last podcast show. So, because I was dressed as Miss Elizabeth from the wrestling. So you could possibly think about that. I'm thinking costume.
Well, it's relatively well known that one of our number does like to wear a dress.
Yes, that's true.
And depending on the films that we do, that has actually come up in discussion.
It's not Vicky, by the way.
It's not Vicky. Sorry, yeah, I should make that clear. Yeah, so yeah, that could be potential. Yeah, dressing up. Yeah. Oh, my God.
You do a lovely Freddy Krueger, I seem to recall.
I do. I do a good Freddy Krueger and a good Freddie Mercury. I do all the Freddies, basically.
All the Freddies. Right, lovely. I'm trying to think of more Freddies now, to be honest. Freddie
Flintstone. Freddie Youngberg.
Freddie Youngberg. We've both got the hairline for that. What was I going to say? So have you guys decided on what films you're going to... I'm not going to try and pull them out of you, so to speak, if you've not decided, but have you decided what films you're going to go for?
I think we have. Do you think we go... Right. I mean, the ongoing discussion when we do this show is, do we do good films or bad films or cult films?
Yeah.
What do you think we should do? A couple of classics or just something really terrible?
Something really terrible, but you need people to have known it. You know what I mean? But if it gets too bad, everyone knows it. That's the problem. Mm. You can't always do a Steven Seagal thing. If no one knew the crappy Steven Seagal film, you can't really sort of talk about it because no one watches those films.
Yep.
So it has to be. But then if it's too crap, people know it already. Oh, it's, Chris, it's a
it's
real minefield. I hope you've had a good think about it.
How did it go when you guys did that run of bad football movies on The Ramble?
Well, for me, though, it's very much antagonising Marcus Speller. Who,
okay.
He's a bit Michael Owen-y for my money when it comes to watching films. He doesn't strike me as one who'll happily say, even though his partner works in the movie industry, he doesn't strike me as someone who kind of like will, you know, let something go. He'll actually get annoyed if a film is crap or it's just a bit esoteric, a bit strange. I think he actually gets actively angry, and that's certainly the way that he reacted when I was giving him some terrible rom-coms, playing for keeps and Soccer Dog and all those ones.
Yeah, I only asked because I sensed it wasn't going well. I sensed it wasn't being as successful as maybe you'd anticipated. But if it was just to annoy Marcus, fine.
Yeah, that's all you need. Well, I hope that you choose some excellent films. I'm sure you guys will. How can people pick up tickets? I mean, kingsplace.co.uk or just head on over to the Clash Twitter.
Yeah, at Clash Pod. Our pinned tweet is a link through to tickets. So, yeah, come
lovely
down.
Old job.
Come down and let's have a
laugh. I'm going to be down there. I'm going to have a lovely
old time.
I'm
talking to your listeners, not you.
I want to come, please.
You can come.
Okay, thanks, mate.
Cheers,
Can't
Pete.
Stop me. I've got tickets. Bye.
Bye.
All right, then. So you may very well regard that as being one big long advertorial for the Clash of the Tiles and WrestleMe shows at King's Place in September. But hey, look, it's the only way we're going to shift tickets, and we would very much like you to be there. It's kingsplace.co.uk, or just check out Clash Pod on Twitter or WrestleMe Pod on Twitter as well. Both the pinned tweets are about that. Now, we'll be back with a Luke and Pete show. I'm not sure who I'm going to be with on Monday, depending on who's free, who's in fine fettle, and who's not got COVID, quite frankly. So we'll meet you back here. Same time, same place, on Monday for more Luke and Pete show. Bye-bye!
Show is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, mate.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.